Money Roots is made possible by the support of our sponsor, Rooted Planning Group. Are you ready to take control of your financial future? Look no further than Rooted Planning Group, your trusted partner in financial well-being. At www.rootedpg.com, you'll discover a wealth of resources and expertise to help you thrive financially. Rooted Planning Group specializes in personalized financial planning, investment management, and retirement strategies. They understand that every financial journey is unique, and they're here to guide you every step of the way. With a team of experienced advisors, Rooted Planning Group is committed to helping you cultivate a secure and prosperous future. Visit www.rootedpg.com today to learn more about how Rooted Planning Group can help you grow your money roots.
Welcome to Money Roots, the podcast where personal finance gets personal. Hosted by Amy Irvine, the CEO of Rooted Planning Group. Each week, Amy and her team dig deep into the world of finance, making it more approachable and understandable for everyone, no matter where you are on your financial journey. From savings and investments to budgeting and planning, Money Roots brings you practical advice, inspiring stories, and expert insights. They believe that everyone has the potential to grow a healthy financial future, and they're here to help you nurture it. So, whether you're a financial guru or just starting to plant the seeds of your financial knowledge, this is the place for you. Get ready to uncover the tools and strategies that can help you thrive financially. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's episode of Money Roots.
Welcome to the Money Roots podcast. If you're a frequent listener, you probably already know that the team at Rooted Planning Group is rotating being the host in 2024. Today, you're hearing from Becky Eason. I'm one of the financial planners at Rooted Planning Group, and I'm looking forward to talking about competing goals and priorities this month. This is a topic that I've seen clients face across the board, whether they're early in their careers or in retirement and at every stage of life in between. For today's discussion, I'm going to focus on being early in your career, as that's what I'm personally experiencing. If you've listened to this podcast before, you probably know that my husband and I had a child in 2022. So we're in the thick of competing priorities, you know, from graduating college in 2018 to getting married in 2019 and then starting a family in 2022. I very much feel these competing priorities. You know, how do I pay my bills while saving for short-term goals and also thinking about longer-term goals? You know, as we're all aware, money is a very limited resource. So every day you have to make decisions on how you're going to spend it. And this can be very overwhelming when you have everyday expenses that may include your own debt payments. But yet, at the same time, you're being told that you need to save for the future. So I want to take a few minutes to break this down into a few sample competing priorities. So, for example, someone may have high everyday expenses such as childcare, student loan payments, vehicle payments, and housing, whether it's rent or a mortgage. They may also be thinking about short-term goals such as traveling and vehicle replacements or a home purchase if you are renting. And you know, a lot of times it's how do I even know what my goals are? And you know, you may also have like those longer term goals like retirement or saving for college, and you may not even have children yet. So, you know, I totally get that it's very overwhelming. But how do you even think about beginning to save for these goals and, you know, mapping out what all of your goals look like? So the first step I like to do is determine the dreaded B word, which we like to say the dreaded B word because that is your budget. And no one likes to really sit down and look at their budget and analyze how they spend their money. But this is a really important step in competing priorities, because without your budget, you don't know how much excess or shortfall of cash flow that you have on a monthly basis. So once you determine what your excess cash flow is, then you can start mapping out what are your short-term goals, you know? And when I'm saying short-term goals, I'm talking the next 5 to 10 years for purposes of these competing priorities. And then once you have those goals, you want to look at how do you accomplish them? And also, what are your longer term goals? So if you're thinking the next 10 years or beyond, those would be your long term goals. So now that you have all of your short term and long term goals listed, then you have to go through and, or you don't have to, but I'd recommend that you go through and prioritize them. And the reason for this is that ultimately the goal would be to achieve all of your goals. But the reality may be that one takes precedence over the other. Because going back to the whole, you have money is a limited source. So you may have to say, I would rather, you know, travel than purchase a new vehicle. But if you're driving an older vehicle, the reality might be that you may actually have to replace the vehicle because that's how you get to work. And you might live in an area where you do have to have a vehicle. So in a case like that, you know, that may quickly become a top priority short-term goal, even though travel brings you more joy. But, you know, if you have all of your goals mapped out and you know what your cash flow looks like, then you can maybe look and see, is there any way that you can start saving for both of those goals? So if you're thinking that you have a vehicle replacement in 5 years from now, but yet you want to travel every year, maybe you can create two separate accounts where you're saving a little bit each month towards that vehicle replacement and then a little bit towards travel. And maybe you have to skip 1 year of travel in order to save up for a bigger trip. But, you know, by doing that, you're actually able to save towards both goals at one time. A really common goal that we see, especially for people early in their career, coming out of college or high school, is the need or desire to purchase a home. And that's a very expensive goal, but yet it falls into the short-term goal for a lot of people. So, you know, in a case like that, if you're currently renting and you're happy renting, but you feel like you need to purchase a home for the American dream, then, you know, if you want to keep renting, there's no problem with doing that. And home purchasing isn't necessarily, it doesn't make financial sense for everyone. So, you know, just also with your goals, know that they're your goals and you don't have to live up to everyone else's expectations or what you think other people want you to do. You know, in some cases, renting is more expensive than a mortgage payment would be. But with renting, you may not have as many home repairs. So you may actually save money. And if cash flow is tight, then you could put that, like, quote, savings from what you would budget for home repairs into savings. And then, you know, you may have a larger down payment on a mortgage when you do get one. So thinking about longer term goals, that is generally something like retirement or saving for your children's education. And one thing I really want to make sure that everyone has a takeaway of is saving for retirement. So many times you're told to make sure that you're maxing out your IRAs or maxing out your 401ks. When you're having these competing priorities, you may take a step back and not save quite so much into retirement accounts. But at the very least, I want to make sure that everyone saves at least the amount of their employer match. If your employer is going to match, say, 50% of your contribution up to 6%, that's essentially getting a free 3% free money from your employer. So make sure you at least do that. And then anything above and beyond that savings is great. You know, it does help you for the long term. But with the longer term savings of retirement, just make sure that you are living how you want to be living today, but also saving for the future. I know that's very complicated and can be very confusing, but that's where a lot of times it is beneficial to talk to a financial planner about goals, A lot of times people early in their careers, we commonly hear, well, why does someone early in their career need to work with a financial planner, or why should we? And these competing goals and priorities is a really good example of why, because you do have a lot of financial moving pieces going on. So being able to sit down with someone who can take some of the emotion out of your finances is really beneficial, because money is very emotional. And when you're adding in, you know, your goals and thinking about what you want to accomplish and how you're going to accomplish that, it can cause a lot of emotion. And if you're in a partnership, it can create a lot of tension between you and your partner as well. So it's really important too that you're also openly communicating what your goals are with your partner, because you may think that you know what they want, but without sitting down and actually communicating it, you may realize that you're actually saving for two different goals. So, you know, maybe you have a home, you've already purchased your house, and you're thinking about relocating, but maybe your partner is thinking about doing a home improvement to your current home to make it what you want. So, you know, these competing goals don't really ever stop, because it's natural for people to be looking towards the next thing. And I think, you know, home improvement or relocation is a prime example of that. Like, you've saved for your home, you've purchased your home, you think, great, I've checked off one of my goals, but then there's the maintenance. So just keeping, you know, very up to date with what you want and writing things down to be able to see on paper, I think is a huge benefit for both yourself and a partner if you have one. And part of the reason too for writing things down is that things change. So it can be nice to look back in history and say, okay, you know, these are my goals right now. But 5 years ago, I said that I wanted to be in this totally different place right now, and just kind of do a reality check to see, make sure that you are living your life how you want to be both now and in the future. And, you know, just constantly remember that it's okay to be in a different spot now than where you thought you would be. It's okay to be in a different spot than where your friends want to be. Just stay true to what you and your partner want for yourselves and your family. I could keep going on about competing priorities and goals, but I don't want to, you know, get too far in the weeds with this. So, you know, if you do work with a financial planner and they're always asking you, you know, what are your goals? This is why, because there's so many different routes that you can go down, and just know that you're not alone. And yeah, it can be great to talk with each other and friends, family, anyone, to know that you're not alone. So that's all I have for today, but thank you for listening, and feel free to reach out to us with any questions. You can reach out to info@rootedpg.com, and we would love to hear what you have to say.
You've been listening to Money Roots, your go-to podcast for making personal finance accessible and approachable. Thanks for joining us today. Amy and her team have enjoyed guiding you through the roots of your financial journey. Remember, whether you're planting new seeds of financial knowledge or nurturing the growth of your existing financial plans, Money Roots is here to support you every step of the way. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and visit our website at www.rootedpg.com/podcast for more resources. And of course, subscribe to Money Roots wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. A big thank you to the sponsor, Rooted Planning Group, for making this show possible. At Rooted Planning Group, they're committed to helping you cultivate a thriving financial future. Until next time, keep growing your money roots.